Yes, sir, Jeff, I tell you right now, a man's best friend, I'll shout it from the housetops, a man's best friend is his dog.
Oh, look, he ain't sure enough, is he?
Yes, sir, Bob. A man can't find no better one.
Oh, shoot. Is this a gag or something?
No, Dad Burns, it ain't no gag.
But look, listen, he ain't no better friend than his wife, is he?
A dog don't have no wife.
Oh, darn, can't you understand nothing? I mean, a man's a better friend of his wife. Oh, no, that ain't what I mean.
Well, what in tarnation do you mean?
I mean, a man's wife is, well, she's a pretty good friend, too, ain't she?
Oh, well, shucks, Jeff. A man don't hardly count his wife as a friend.
Well, shoot, they're friends for a while, ain't they?
Oh, dagnabbit, I don't mean that. I ain't running down the married state, as you might say.
Which state is that?
Well, I ain't talking about no state.
Ain't there no marriage state?
No, there ain't. Yes, there is, consonant. Yes,
oh,
there is.
Dad, Rob, darn it all sounds like a lot of hooey to me.
I tell you, marriage ain't no hooey. No, surely, it's a fine thing. That is, for the other fellas, not me. I just meant a wife ain't exactly a friend. She's a helpmeet.
Look, I had a wife once, but she didn't help me nothing. I paid all the bills. Only we didn't have no bills. They wouldn't let us have no credit.
Yeah, I was just trying to tell you, a wife ain't exactly a friend. They're different.
Well, look, listen. If they ain't your wife no more, if they ain't your wife, then they can be your friend, can't they?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess so.
If you keep your alimony paid up, they'd be your friend, I guess.
Wow. Hello there, Noah. What? How's everything around the Ark, huh?
Say, who in Sam Hill are you talking to?
Oh, who else but you? That's a fine large day, ain't it?
Time shine to Duke. I'll have you know I ain't knowing.
You ain't?
No, sir. You both know Dad burn well at things. My name's Ed Winterbottom, and this here store ain't no Ark.
It ain't?
No, it ain't.
But look, listen. What's an Ark?
I don't know, but this store ain't one.
Oh,
tell you that.
That's all right, Skipper. I won't hold it against you. I was only fooling.
He's smart, Mr. Duke. He's smart.
A wise guy, huh?
Yeah, he knows all about wives and dogs and steaks and everything like that.
Well, if you want to know that truth, I ain't so dumb myself.
He just said the best friend a fella can have is, I forgot what it was. But anyway, it's his best friend.
John Shiny, I just told you, man's best friend is his dog.
Right. You're pretty smart at that. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely right.
Of course I am.
Yeah, only a man needs two dogs.
What?
One dog ain't enough.
It ain't, huh?
Shucks, I guess one dog's enough for the average feller.
No. One dog's no go. You gotta have two good ones or you're just out of luck.
Well, what in tarnation would you do with two dogs?
Well, when you're in a jam, the smart thing to do is to pick them up and lay them down.
I never heard such darn fool talk in my life.
You just pick them up, then you lay them down, back down again, huh?
Yeah, that's it. Say, listen, me and a one-legged guy by the name of Puckett was working a stock-selling scheme in the sticks last summer, see?
Well, what's that got to do with dogs?
Oh, nothing. Only the law grabs the one-legged guy, but I hot-foot it on a town. Now, there's a specific instant where a pair of good dogs saved my life, see?
They did, eh?
And how? Say, them apple knockers was after my goat.
Well, never mind the goat. Just tell us about the dogs.
Well, that just goes to show a man's best friend is his dogs, see?
No, I don't. You ain't said a dad burn thing about the dogs. Not a thing.
I told you. I had to make tracks, didn't I?
Yes, yes, you did.
Well, how do you think I got out of the boy except on me dogs?
Oh, look, listen. I see. You mean your dogs.
Sure. What'd you think I meant?
Yeah, I'd be dead burned if I can make heads or tails of it.
Oh, it's just plain dogs. There ain't no heads or tails to it.
Well, I've seen a good many bob-tailed dogs, but I'd be turning his dog right if I ever seen one of his bobs in both ends.
Hey, look. If you have to leave Corn Center right quick, how would you go?
I'd take the bus.
Oh, no. You ain't got no bus fare, Steve.
Well, I have, too. I ain't as rich as I might be, but I guess I got bus fare.
Oh, sure you have. But this is just suppose. What would you do if you had to leave sudden free and didn't have no dough?
Oh. Well, in that case, I guess I'd walk.
Sure. Now you're getting somewhere.
Yes, I'd get there a lot faster if it took the bus.
Yeah, I know, I know. But what would you walk on?
The road.
Yeah, all right. All right. Then what would you walk with?
Shucks, any darn fool would know. I'd walk with my feet.
Yeah, that's it. Your dogs, your feet, all the same thing, see?
Yeah, I guess maybe I do. I don't know. Oh, good morning, Fesher. Duke, don't say nothing special about them dogs. He never would get explained.
Okay. Hello, Sport.
Harvey, how do you do, Professor?
Mr. Winterbottom, I was in the post office just now, and they said there was a letter for you from Mr. Peters.
Oh,
I took the liberty of bringing it along. It was all right, I hope?
Of course it was, Professor. Let's have it. See what he's got to say for himself.
I'm terribly anxious to know just when he's due to arrive from Squidgeville.
Yes, well, like as not, he'll say something about it in this here letter.
Hey, look. Do you think there'll be any good gags in it, maybe, that I can use?
No, there will not. Mr. Peters is a serious thinker.
Oh, darn. A comedian don't never have no fun.
Oh, don't bother us now. We're busy.
Oh, I'm going home before you guys ruin my yard.
Well, now, let's see. I guess this ought to tell why Eb changed his mind about coming home.
Oh, who cares? He ain't no headline attraction.
Mr. Peters is a hero.
Yes,
a leading man with a low comedy face. What a combination.
Well, let's see here. Eb says, I take pen in hand.
Well, of course he does. How else could he write it?
Only he doesn't. He wrote it with a pencil.
Oh, all right. Proceed.
Yes, he says, there's something fishy in Sweden.
What a guy. You're trying to find out when he gets out of the hoostown and gives you a geography lesson.
Now, Charlotte, wait a minute, will you? He says, this show gal, Hetty Hoyt, come up here and claimed I'd give her a present.
Yeah, that kind of accounts for the fish.
Now, please don't interrupt, Mr. Duke.
Oh, all right.
Yes, he says, I ain't give her no present. I won't leave this calaboose. She won't tell me what the present was.
Well, that certainly is terse.
Hey, that's one of the first things you learn when you go on the stage.
Whatever are you talking about?
You shouldn't say terse when you mean tears.
Oh, I'd never heard of such a thing. I didn't mean tears. I said the sentences in the letter were terse. Short. Pointed.
Oh, well, heck, I didn't mean no harm.
Now, please don't interrupt Mr. Winterbottom again.
Well, he goes on to say, I won't leave this calaboose. So I read that. I am feared a breach of promise.
A breach of promise.
Dagnabbit, who's reading this here letter, me or you?
No, I beg your pardon. Go on.
Yeah. He says, I don't want no breach of promise. They might put me in jail.
Say, where in heck does he think he is now?
See there? I told you it was all off when you sent word to take the beans off.
Hey, that's a good gag. Take the beans off and everything's off.
Now, this isn't the proper place for your so-called gag.
Oh, I knew something was going to happen when I heard that Hoyt gal went to Squidgeville.
It seems to me someone must have been imposing on Mr. Peters.
Oh, shucks. You know yourself, Professor. Eb's been in jail right along now for quite a spell.
Certainly. He couldn't have been carrying on an affair with Miss Hoyt.
Of course he couldn't.
It's the most unsportsmanlike thing to do.
What is?
Giving a lady presents in some other person's name.
What? You mean someone give this gal a present and signed Eb's name?
Obviously. He says so in the letter, does he not?
You mean somebody just up and said, here, take this here present, she's from Eb Peters?
Well, something of the sort.
Well, what do you think of it, Duke?
I think the whole business is crazy.
Well, shame. Dad burn a feller to do a thing like that. Why, consarn it, a feller do that would... Why, a feller do that, he'd kick his grandpappy downstairs. That's what he'd do.